The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Cup of tea here on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. Amazing. So, I'm a loner today. This is great. It's just me in the studio. So, it's just me, and I was supposed to have a guest today, but the guest decided to back out a few minutes later. I guess, you know, nerves got to him. I'm not really positive, but some people are nervous to be on the radio. Some people are like, oh, I can handle it. And yeah, you know, it happens. It's not an easy thing to do, but you know, you give it your best shot, and I guess we're going to try and reschedule this situation. So we'll see what happens. I don't really know what to talk about right now because I ain't got my sidekick Billy here. So it's going to be fun, I guess. We're going to give it a best shot. So movies. There's like some movies that I don't like. There's a chosen few movies that are really weird. There's some 80s and 90s movies that are, you know, horror movies that are terrible. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the movie Troll. That is probably the worst acting I have ever seen in my life. And probably the funniest, terrible movie that has ever been made. And they actually made a Troll 2. Why anyone would give them money to make a Troll 2, let alone Troll 1, is beyond me. It makes zero sense. There's another horror movie there I saw when I was a kid. It was, I don't know if anyone remembers this one, Basket Case. That was probably the stupidest movie I ever saw. It's about this little creature that lives in a basket and he kills people. It's just, dude, I don't know. Why would, and they, I think there was three of them. Again, who gives these people money to make these movies? Like, do they, I don't know where they get this cash, but it's insane to me. It's highly insane. There's been many, many terrible movies. What's the other one? There's a horror movie. I think this was made in the 2000s. I could be wrong. If anyone's ever seen the movie Hatchet, those are terrible. Those are absolutely horrible. Like, there's so many scenes in that movie, it's just highly impossible. Don't get me wrong, there are some horror movies where you're just like, what is that? But you know that, but I mean, this one kind of takes the cake where even the special effects was terrible. I mean, a lot of the movies back in the day were terrible special effects, but they didn't have the stuff that they have now, you know what I'm saying? But you know, whatever, I guess that's the way it works. But we were, we had a kid in here last week. His name was David. He was talking about he was doing a podcast or a radio show about diversity and stuff like that, which is actually pretty awesome. I can't remember what his handle was for his YouTube channel. I can't remember if it was DJ Fly By Night or DJ Fly By something. I can't remember what it was. If anybody out there remembers what it was, just throw it out there, and then I'll do what I can to promote it for him. This is weird. You don't have a sidekick. I don't know what's going on. I hope Billy's listening. Miss you, bro. I told you this was going to be a bomb for me. But, speaking of things, I mean, the news is getting a little crazy, isn't it? I mean, I know the price of eggs is going up. I hope everyone's happy about that, you know, because they were supposed to go down first day. But, you know, I guess some people are like, oh, give them the benefit of the doubt. Right. Anyways, groceries are still going up. What are we at? 3.5% inflation. We're doing great so far. Amazing. Good stuff. Good. So we're doing great. Yeah, the economy's phenomenal. You know, whatever. We don't talk politics on this station. Me and Billy have an idea where we're going to talk about, like I was talking about movies earlier. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to rate them from bad to good. And it's going to be hilarious. There's going to be tons of movies we're going to come up with. Like, most of the movies we want to review are 80s and 90s flicks, because a lot of them were just downright horrible. Let's see. I think we got the, David, it's DJB Free to Fly. That's what it is. Check that out. Check out his YouTube channel. He's actually a really good kid. He's pretty awesome. He's pretty good on the mic, you know, so I think he can do some radio. I mean, that'd be great. Me and Billy got a lot of projects we want to do. We're trying to get the podcast back on the air, which is going to be fun. We're going to enjoy that. There is going to be a lot of movie stuff. We're going to do a lot of that. We're going to do it like kind of like a separate thing where we do the podcast, and then it's going to be, we're going to do movies. You know, like, there's a couple people here that have two different shows, like one of the ladies from Stuff, she does Beyond. I mean, it's going to be like that. I'm not saying we're doing it here. I mean, we could, but, you know. It's... We're excited. We're also doing a TV show here, PCTV. I don't know if we even talked about that. I don't think me and Billy talked about that. It's going to be called Late Night with Chuck and Billy. It's going to be almost like a Jimmy Fallon type thing where we could possibly have, you know, some comedians come on. Clean, of course. No swearing, anything like that. Some guests, maybe some musicians here and there, if possible. We're working out the details in that. We're gonna, our show is unscripted. Obviously, you can tell. Our show is unscripted. But doing a show like that takes a lot of effort. I mean, we have to come up with scripts for the show, ideas. You know, like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna have for guests? What are we gonna say? That is the type of thing that you need to actually do, because if you don't, yeah, the show might bomb like this one is right now. So, it's going to be fun. You know, I mean, it's something I've always wanted to do. Me and Billy, we always wanted to do a late night talk show. We wanted to have some really good guests. We've had some really good guests in the past on our podcast. We've had, Patch Adams. I don't know if anyone's heard that. We've talked about that before. We've had Patch Adams on the show, the real Patch Adams. We've actually had a couple influencers from TikTok on the show. We've had two comedians. We've also had the lead singer for Mr. Big, Eric Martin, who we are trying to get back on the show to chit-chat with us, which will be amazing. I can't wait. I'm super excited for that one. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be a blast, actually. If we can get Eric Martin back on the show, he was phenomenal on the podcast. He actually sang to my wife, which was funny. She likes one of the songs that he sings, and he sang it to her. He didn't sing the whole thing. He sung a piece of it, and it was pretty cool. Patch Adams, actually, when we had him on the show, he said hi to my wife and her mom, and they were like, oh my God, they're so excited. It was pretty cool, you know? But, you know, I think the late night show is going to be a really fun show. It'll be on late night, of course. It won't be on during the day because, you know, there is no FCC rules. There is no censorship. But we're still going to be normal and we're not going to, you know, blow swearing out of proportion, which that's not what we want to do. Difference to a podcast where you have free reign and you can say whatever you want. But radio stations and, you know, PCTV, they do have rules. You know, you got to still follow, still got to abide by those rules and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that want to do their own radio show. You guys should come down here and start, you know, chit-chat with some people. You know, try to get fill out some paperwork and, you know, come up with an idea for a show. We need more people to do this. Why not? You know, this is fun. This is a blast. You're actually heard on the radio from here in South County, and you know, people get to listen to your show every chance they get. Like, they probably aren't listening to us because it's just me right now. So we're giving it our best shot. Yeah. So we're doing what we can. I'm doing what I can right now to try and make the show not as boring as it should be, because it's just me. There's nobody here because somebody was supposed to be here and they were like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm too scared. I don't know if they're scared. I mean, we're just going to talk about, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the Berkshire Adult Baseball League. The guy that was coming on the show was part of that Berkshire Adult Baseball League. I actually played for the league for, I think, 6 years or 7 years. Now I'm just too old, and I'm broken, and my knees hurt, my shoulders hurt, and yeah, no. So, it's crazy, you know. Oh, pushing buttons here. There we go. I mean, it was a great league, actually. It was, you know, it was very competitive. I think at the time when I played, there were six teams. It goes by your age. 35 and up is one league, and I think it's 25 and up in the younger league. We had some good teams when I played. We had the Bandits. I don't think they're around anymore. If they are, I really didn't pay attention. I don't pay attention that much. We had the Bandits. We had the Dalton Moneymakers. We had the, what the heck was her name? The Spiders, the South County Spiders, North County Spiders, South County, I don't remember, whatever, one of them. The Spiders, anyways. We had the Aces, who were a top-notch team. We had the Thunder, the Berkshire Thunder, who I was a part of for a little bit. And I kind of just, I went my own way. I made my own team. I made the Pittsfield Outlaws, if anyone remembers. Now there's two new teams, which my team used to be the Pittsfield Outlaws, and now they're the Green Ridge Gremlins. Still same colors. I was part of that team. I joined that team for the year to pay tribute to my dad, because my dad used to come and watch me play baseball. No matter win or lose, no matter if I struck out three times or if I didn't even hit the ball, he was there for me, which was awesome. The other team is the, what's their name? Darn. Oh, Tunnel City Freight. I had a few of those guys on my team when I had the Outlaws. Super nice guys. It was a blast. I had a blast. I just can't do it anymore. You know, you can only do so much. Made a lot of friends in the league. You know, we had a blast. We had so much fun. But you can only do what you can, you know? You're only so young at a certain time. I mean, you get older, you know? But we'll be right back after this commercial break. So stay tuned. Don't leave.
He offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we're back. How's it going? Woohoo! Well, I did 15 minutes of nothing, but I did talk about things that I like. If anybody gets a chance, anybody that's 35 and up wants to play baseball and loves baseball, I love you too, beautiful woman. Sorry, I'm just talking to people. go to the Berkshire Adult Baseball League website. Check it out. Fill out a little application. I think it's an application where you get put into the free agent pool and people can pick you. Just put your, you know, what you've played, how many years you've played, you know, stuff like that. If you have any college experience or you played in the major leagues, which we did have a few people that played in the major leagues in that league. And I can tell you there's a difference between a pitcher that played in the major leagues throwing to you and a pitcher that played high school baseball. I can promise you that much because, wow. my career kind of ended after I was hit in the elbow with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. I think that did it for me. That was it. Like, that hurt so bad. I didn't break anything, thank God, but the pain was excruciating, unbearable. My elbow was probably size of a, I don't know, tennis ball maybe. But it was really bad. I couldn't move my arm very well, obviously. But I think that's what ended it. I mean, I want to play, but now my knees are shot and my shoulders hurt. It's just, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I love to watch the guys play or whatever. I mean, I had a blast coaching the teams. We didn't do well. You know, we didn't do well. We were a newbie team. We had, you know, players that, you know, just were like, I don't know what to do, I guess. But, you know, we had a blast. For the Pittsfield Outlaws, we went 0-10. I think that's what it was, 10 games, yeah. We went 0-10. We didn't win any games. We came close a few times, but we didn't win any. We had a lot of good hitters, but not enough hits to get what we needed to get, like runs. We didn't even have those half the time. But, I mean, if anybody wants to go play baseball and just kind of live, have a good time, like at 35 years old and up. I mean, you guys, it's a blast. You guys will have so much fun. Check it out, Berkshire Adult Baseball League. Super awesome league. I would like to start a football league here, but I don't know about that. That would be a pain, actually. That would be a very, very difficult for kids that just got out of high school, you know, like 18 and up, I guess. That would be a good idea. The league would be phenomenal because I have so many ideas about this league that I would love to create. But you know, you can have a dream like everybody else had. Martin Luther King had one too, but not my dream. It would be a good dream. It would be awesome to be able to do this for kids because I think it would make this town be like, wow, we have a football league here, you know? Like, you know, people can go see their kids play, have a blast, you know, like, oh, my kid got out of high school, now he plays for this league, you know, whatever. But, and I think after a certain age, you would have to end in that league. I don't think I want a 40-year-old man smacking 18-year-old kids, you know what I mean, with a helmet. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that should be done here in Pittsfield. Like, you just got to get some things. People just, you know, got to come together and just b- build something. Like, that would be something I'd love to talk to a whole bunch of people for. So if anybody, heck, anybody got any ideas out there to help me out build a football league, please shoot me an email at cnbnycott, N-Y-C-O-T, at gmail.com. If you have any ideas and want to work on something with me, I mean, I'm all for it. I'll help you with it. You help me with it. We'll all just build something together. But yeah, it's something I don't think nobody has here. I mean, yes, there's football leagues for kids, but the one I want is a totally different football league for kids. More of adults, actually. It's not for kids. It's 18 and up. So I think this football league would be phenomenal for this town because it would have potential with certain things, which I'm not going to mention because I don't want people taking my idea. So, yeah. So if you have any ideas or if you want to, like I said, shoot me an email, cnbnycott, N-Y-C-O-T, at gmail.com. Like I said, I'd love to talk to you and chat with you about something. It'd be phenomenal. All right. I mean, I got 10 minutes left. I really don't know what to talk about anymore. What happened? Oh, no. Yeah, so I remember this radio station when I was a kid in Taconic. I went into when it was first the studio, when I first went into the studio, it was like being in a closet. Okay, it was like, wow, like a little tiny area. There wasn't much room, but it was amazing, you know. And I'm always going to be a, you know what, forever. I can't say it, obviously, because you don't want all the Karens out there to get angry. I don't want anyone saying, well, you can't say that on the radio. You can't say what you used to be at Taconic. Well, you know what? I'm always going to be one. I'm not going to be a Thunder. That doesn't make any sense. Anyways. But it was awesome. I mean, when I found out that PCTV took this over, that was like, I was like, wow, that's amazing. That is super amazing. Let's talk breakfast. Breakfast. There's some good places here in Massachusetts and Pittsfield that have good breakfast. I don't know if anyone's ever been to the Soda Chef on North Street. Amazing. He's been there for 50 plus years and he's like a little hole in the wall. Nobody knows he's there. Amazing food. It's a little run down. Don't freak out if you ever go in there. Yes, it's a little run down, but you know what? He knows what he's doing and he cooks better than half the people that I've had half the places I've had breakfast from. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. I don't care what you all want to go to your other places, but I can tell you right now, the French toast, top notch. That man knows what he's doing. And his name is George, and he's super awesome. So, you know, great atmosphere, meaning when you go into this diner, it's like going back in time, like no joke, because then all of a sudden you hear all these people chit-chatting and it's amazing and everybody wants you to join in on the conversation and you do, and it just becomes a whole, you know, just a whole crew of people just talking about the same old thing, you know what I mean? And it's great. It's an amazing place. It's super nostalgic. I love it. I mean, I wish I could go back in time and see all that cool stuff from the 50s and 60s and stuff like that, but I don't see anyone making a time machine right now. And if they did, that would be phenomenal, but I don't see that happening. Maybe Elon Musk will make one. Who knows? Maybe he'll make a Tesla car out of a freaking time machine, like a Back to the Future or something. Who knows? You have to put in, you know, bananas or something in it to give it fuel or something, whatever. Yeah. So yeah, if you ever get to go to the Soda Chef, you got to go to the Soda Chef. It's amazing. Good food. I love it. It's downright delicious. The coffee's amazing. It's straight up. You got to check it out. If anyone gets a chance to, please go there and check it out. Everybody has their own tastes. I get that, but it's really good breakfast. Really, really good breakfast. It's super good. Yeah, I'm going to play one of my commercials. So give me a few seconds. I mean, I will be right back after my commercial break.
Way. Introducing I Woke Up Like This, the only makeup that covers up the nightmares of last night. Because let's be honest, life isn't a fairy tale, and you definitely didn't wake up like a princess. This magical brew of chemicals is more effective than your last Tinder date at hiding reality. It's like putting a band-aid on the emotional scars you've earned from life's lovely mess. Oh, look. The universe is reminding you that even if your face is flawless, your life is still a dumpster fire. With I Woke Up Like This, who cares what life throws at you? Just slap on another layer and pretend it didn't happen. It's the makeup equivalent of I'm fine when you're really screaming for help. So why not look like you've got your life together, even when you just watched 6 seasons of your favorite show in one sitting? Because nothing says, I've got it all figured out, like looking like a runway model while falling face first into a pizza. Order I Woke Up Like This today, because we're all just one layer of foundation away from being almost acceptable.
I Woke Up Like This. Transform your disaster into delightful deception.
Results may vary. Does not cover existential dread. Use with caution.
Yes, that is our commercial, and we just like to play our commercials, you know, because they're fun. They're different. They're funny and weird, and we come up with the weirdest stuff to actually put. Like, it's difficult sometimes where you have to come up with something that no one's ever heard of before. Like, I Woke Up Like This, like the one you just heard. Like, Dreamy Days or Whispering Willows. Like, everyone's heard that one already. But it's the commercials make our show. Like, that's one of the things that make our show. Me and Billy make the show. We're number one at that. But, you know, the commercials really make the show. It makes the show different, where nobody's ever heard a funny commercial like that before. Just remember, those commercials aren't real. They're fake. So you can't buy this makeup I Woke Up Like This at your local Walmax or Dollar Sergeant. You know, I ain't saying the names, but you can't do that. They're all fake. They don't exist. Don't be thinking that it's like, oh, how come, do you guys sell I Woke Up Like This mascara? You know, no, it's not the mascara. It's a foundation. It makes all this look fantastic. Makes you look like a runway model. But, yeah, all our commercials are fake. I don't want anyone thinking that there's an actual Whispering Willows and that you have to drop off your elderly people there. It's a joke. It's why it's called a comedy show for a reason. But they're fun. They're fun to make. They're hard to make. People think it's easy. Oh, I can come up with anything. You think so. Okay, that's fine. Maybe some people can come up with anything and anything and come out with a whole little spiel of what it's supposed to be. Fine, you can do that. But you have to make it sound right. It can't be, you know, just kind of bleh and bland. It can't be. It's got to be funny. You got to throw in some little quips here and there. You just got to make it fun. But like I said, making these commercials are a blast to me. I love it. It takes some time. You got to think. There's times where I just can't think. My mind doesn't want to work half the time, where I'm like, let's see, what am I going to come up with today? Billy has some. I can tell you that right now, but I don't know if we can play that one on the air. I can't remember the name of it, Fat Whacker or something like that. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It was hilarious, but I don't think we can play that one. And I don't want to get, you know, have another issue. So yeah, I think I did all right by myself, and I have 1 minute left. Who would have thought? I just ramble on. That's great. Good stuff. You go. All right. So yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. So anybody that turned the dial, it's okay. Not a big deal. But hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for being some listeners. Appreciate it. And thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Have a good rest of your afternoon.